a lot of it is serendipity. I know you have that word. It'd be serendipitish. No?
No.
Serendipity. It's the art of good luck falling into your lap when you least expect it. It's almost the opposite of schadenfreude. It's not laughing at someone's misfortune. It's having good fortune come to you because you happened to be in the right place, because you did something, you made the effort. It's serendipity. Unexpected good fortune because you were there. I'm not talking about gambling. And we were recording in North Norfolk on a farm, big recording studio in a farmhouse and grounds of it. And just around the corner is this primary school of children 5 to 11 years old. And when we'd finished it, I just said to my engineer, I need these school kids on this. He said, done. My wife, who runs the house, he said, she knows the headmistress. We'll call. And we offered them CDs. It was on television. It ended up with a newsreel TV piece about the recording. That's how it happened, yeah. It's obviously 2,000 years from now. It says it all, but it's very, it's lonely. You know, he sits motionless in his corner, head in hands, disbelieving. You know, this is the boxer who's been, and he doesn't want to come out for round three. It's that, he's beaten up, distraught, beaten up, beaten by society. Beaten by the world, beaten by the modern world. I've got a son who the other day became 28, and he's out of work. This is a barrister and now a solicitor. He's a brilliant child, a brilliant boy. Now he'll be all right, but he was qualified, and then when the qualification finished, the solicitor's firm, the law firm that trained him in the recession and modern times, just couldn't keep him on. It's not personal. They just didn't have a space for the £30,000 a year that a beginner would get. So it's okay, he'll come good. But we worry about him. It's been 3 months and his mum and I worry. And there are people out there, beaten up by this world, by the modern recession and what it means and all the companies that blame everything on a recession. It's easy to get rid of people now. Oh, it's a recession. You know. Steve says to his agent in London, you know I'm going to Norway next week, you know I'm going to Timbuktu. Why is the fee the same as it was 3 years ago? It's a recession, you know. The promoter in Timbuktu, he says, hey, you know, it's a recession. We don't pay any more than we were paying anyone 3 years ago. All right, okay, how much are the tickets in Timbuktu today? 30 euros. They were 20 euros 3 years ago. Excuse me, someone actually is making a lot more money from me playing than they made 3 years ago by blaming the recession. It's happening all the time. It's a wicked cop-out. Well, yeah, it's a question. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not very deep. It is only a question. Where will we be? What'll the story be or something or whatever he says. You know, it's a... yeah, it's a question full of hope. Yeah.